It's TED Talks. Talking ADD, brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, supporting adults with ADHD worldwide for more than 25 years.
Hello, and welcome to TED Talks with ADDA. My name is Linda Walker. I'm a professional certified coach specialized in adult ADHD. I'm a trainer who's developed numerous programs such as the Maximum Productivity Makeover for Creative Geniuses, specifically for adults with ADHD. I'm also on the board of directors at ADDA and a chair. I chair the Workplace Issues Committee at ADDA. Today I'll talk about what it takes to succeed in the workplace with ADHD. As an ADHD coach specializing in workplace issues, I've worked with my fair share of employees with ADHD who were struggling. They were about to lose their jobs or had lost their jobs or were on the verge of a burnout. Most were or had been frantically trying to save their jobs at all costs. But should you always put a lot of effort into saving your job? This is not a question many people ask. While losing a job is a traumatic event, for many it ends up being the best thing that could have happened to them because it made them realize that they hadn't chosen the right job for them. And now it opened doors to other possibilities that would have been closed before. When contemplating whether to fight to keep your job or jump ship, ask yourself the following questions. Does this career or job interest me? Do I enjoy the work that I do? ADHDers are interest-based performers. Your brain is stimulated when you're interested. But when you're not, you'll struggle to stay focused and will constantly procrastinate on boring tasks, challenging your productivity and leaving you feeling like you've accomplished nothing all day. Does this career or job play to my strengths and talents is another question. While ADHDers tend to be very weak in their areas of weaknesses, and I mean really weak, you also tend to be very strong in your areas of strength and passions especially. So this brings us to the next question. So what percentage of my work week is devoted to work in areas where I'm very, very weak? No job is perfect, and most of us end up having a portion of our work week requiring us to work in our areas of weaknesses. However, if a large proportion of your time at work requires you to do tasks you're really weak at, you need to find a way to manage those tasks or find a different job. Next, you want to consider your employer and supervisor. Does my company embrace diversity? Or does every member of my team seem like a clone of the management team? Is my supervisor a micromanager? Not a good thing for ADHDers. If so, just switching departments where you work with a supervisor who wants to help you contribute at work but won't nitpick so much is, you know, could be the answer to your problem. Now, hopefully, you've made a great career choice, being in the right job that interests you, that plays to your strength, that requires minimal amount of time of you delving into your weaknesses, and you work for a great employer, and your supervisor is rooting for you and wants you to contribute your best. Now it's time to look at, okay, what are strategies for keeping that job? So the best way to succeed at work is, first of all, to become a valuable employee who's engaged and committed to the success of the organization and to your superior. Sounds kind of crazy. But it shows a willingness, you know, if you show a willingness to learn and strive to be your best, employers want to keep this type of employee, an employee that's valuable like you and will likely, much more likely anyways, to invest in you. So by adopting this attitude of commitment, not only will you reduce your chances of losing your job, but of course, on top of that, you'll make your workday much more enjoyable and rewarding. Now, to become a valuable employee, you may also have to learn some skills to cope with the challenges of ADHD. Here are just a few that I found helped the largest proportion of my clients. First thing to do is really to take extreme care of your brain. All ADHDers struggle with their inability to focus. The workplace hasn't made it easy either. But under the right conditions, you're capable of tremendous focus. Some of those conditions are, you know, getting your 7.5 to 9 hours of shut eye each night, engaging in physical activity that makes your heart pump, like brisk walks, biking to work, jogging, Zumba, I like Zumba, taking the stairs or even swimming, and make sure that you eat healthy and you manage stress. And I'll talk about the stress later. From there, determine when you focus best and schedule tasks that require a lot of focus during those periods. Second thing you want to do is to stop overwhelm before it takes over. Overwhelm happens when your level of stress is too high. Once you're in it, it is very difficult to get yourself out of overwhelm. And that's why it's helpful to stop it before it takes over. But how do you do that when you have ADD? Well, first thing is to train yourself to become more aware of what's going on in your body, because your body gives you clues that stress is becoming unmanageable. Notice when you're stressed, your shoulders may be more tense, your heart rate may increase, you may have this, you know, sick feeling in the pit of your stomach. You may even have headaches. When these happen, stop what you're doing and breathe deeply. And yeah, breathe deeply once more. I know it sounds silly, but most people will push themselves when really they need to reduce their level of stress by taking a few deep breaths. Okay, the next thing to deal with overwhelm is get out of your head. That is, instead of keeping all of those tasks and thoughts you have bouncing around in your head, write them down in a notebook that you keep close by, or even better, in an app like Evernote that's on your smartphone. By doing so, you release your brain from having to remember these thoughts and tasks, which is, you know, these are all sure to keep you distracted. So make sure, though, that at a certain time in the day, you look back at your notes so you don't forget anything. Finally, you want to learn to manage your projects and tasks. Now, other people have probably tried to show you their system, but it was a system that was meant for neurotypicals. You need to manage time with a big picture view. ADHDers are big picture thinkers. So start by checking what projects you have. Now, you might be surprised, but most people can typically work with no more than 3 or 5 projects that require constant attention. Next, you need to determine tasks that each project requires. Once a week, you look at those, and then you schedule yourself in your agenda. Yeah, I know you've got meetings and so on. You've scheduled appointments with others, but now you're going to schedule appointments with yourself to complete those tasks. Now, of course, in a 9-minute discussion, I can't go through every strategy you may need to know. But if you have a lot of challenges, consider working with an ADHD coach, and ideally one who specializes in workplace challenges. Now, I haven't spoken about requesting accommodations, which is a question I often get, but I did write an article on accommodation, on how to ask for accommodations without necessarily coming out, and it's on my blog at coachlindawalker.com. Just do a search on accommodations, and you'll find it. A final word is, you know, here are things that are really important. Your performance and your ability to manage stress at work, and of course, stress at work is on the rise, may depend on the amount of recuperation you allow yourself outside of work. And that means creating a stress-free zone at home, spending time with family and friends, engaging in hobbies, ideally ones that tap into your creativity. Exercise, as I mentioned before, and getting a good night's sleep also helps you refuel your brain and recharge your battery. This was Linda Walker. To your success.
TED Talks are a production of ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. The content contained herein is copyright protected. But if you'd like even more information about adult ADHD, visit the ADDA website at http://add.org. That's add.org. Thank you.